Good morning, Peter Dunnigan.
Good morning, Hector. How are you, sir?
How's your garden this morning?
My garden is absolutely sparkling. The sun is blazing out of the skies. As you get, you must be joking. It's a slight bit glum overhead, but my garden is actually looking quite glorious, I have
Where is your garden, Peter Dunnigan?
I'm in the wee little small town of Ballybohol, Ballybacalia, North County Dublin, just outside Swords. Not too many people. In fact, we have a lower population that I am aware of, the island of Inishmore.
Oh, be God.
Context.
That's an interesting statistic. Did you get that from the census 2011?
No, I got that from Bartley Hernan, who's the owner of Clybourne Bed and Breakfast last week off the island of Inishmore.
Were you travelling?
I was down there with the people from Temple Street doing the half marathon.
I did it myself, Peter. Congratulations. That's a great half marathon. It's a beautiful place to do it. Plenty of windy bends and hills on Inishmore.
Yeah, plenty of pubs as well, and I ran it last year, but I chose to walk it this year, and it was amazing. You go to a place like that, and people say, what's it like? And you kind of go, I don't know, I did Formula One around half of the island and never saw a thing, so...
It is a lovely, lovely place to go. Now, you're a horticulturist, a gardener, you're Dunnigan Landscaping. I'm going to be completely honest with you here. I think gardening is the new rock and roll. It's the only place when I go up the top of the garden that I can be at one with myself. Nobody can touch me. When I put the keys in that ride-on lawnmower, nobody comes near me. I'm at myself. I'm relaxed. And it's my space to do my work and make the garden well. Am I right or am I wrong or am I bonkers?
Well, I always thought Mark Bolan and T-Rex were an absolute revelation, and equally in the gardening sense, I think when I grew up, I was about 5 years old, I used to grow plants under my bed, and people used to think I was nuts, because I was 1976 born, so 1981 gardening wasn't really that popular,
no,
you know?
No, no, it wasn't, and even Charlie from Charlie Dimmock, your one who didn't wear any brads, she was on Ground Force, she wasn't even there yet.
No, she wasn't. No, we would have had Jerry and it would have been very much the pot and shed kind of TV thing, you know. But
growing stuff under your bed at 5 years of age.
Yeah, I bought my first, I think my first, the first thing I ever planted was radish seeds with my granddad. And I obviously helped him rather than him helping me. And the following year, I think I dug trenches about 2 or 3 foot deep, and I saved up all my pocket money and put my seeds at the bottom out of it and then filled them in, and of course seeds never saw the light of day naturally, and I'm one of 8 kids. I went into my dad and I said, you know, why didn't they grow? And he said, well, you tell me. So off went down to the library, and it just all started from there.
Wow.
But it's not until like I came out of what college at about 19, 20 years of age, and it still wasn't in fashion. Like, that was 16 years ago, God bless me. It seems to have all of a sudden taken this kind of a jump where it's cool to be seen with compost in your socks.
Let's help the audience and help me, Peter, because at the moment I'm on a mission. I'm on an attack. I'm on a mission to eradicate every single weed from my garden. I'm doing 2-hour stints at a time. My back is in bits, but I'm going around with the shovel and the spade in underneath gravel, and I'm getting a lot of dandelions, and I'm getting a lot of these thistles. Not the tall thistles that grow in the fields with the cattle and all that. The small thistle that lies flat in the ground. And I'm on a mission. I want to eradicate the weeds from the country. This is weeding time, isn't it?
It is, and there's twofold. On one hand, they're saying, you know, don't crop the dandelions, you know, let them go a bit while, and equally that's a little bit funky, you know, to have a disorganised garden and call it biodiversity. They're saying it's all to do with the bees and all of that kind of thing, and that is hugely important.
Okay, then.
So if you're into a bit of that, what I'd say is leave a designated area. You'll see some of the parks tend to do it as well around the country. They leave a designated area to natural wildflowers of your area. If you are looking at going out on your hands and knees and doing it that way, absolutely. Look, if it relaxes you, what I'd say is put on the Hector podcast and you know, take your time.
But we are inundated with dandelions in this country. Now, they're not an endangered species, are they?
No, they're not. But the other thing is, if you suffer with warts on your hands, you split the sap and you can rub it on your warts and it actually cures that. So, there's a byproduct of it as well.
Peter, you're going to become my new gardening expert. I've planted a load of lettuce, a load of rocket, a load of coriander. I've loads of things planted. I'm going to keep in touch with you and see how the garden develops over the summer months.
Look forward to it.
Let's have a yap every couple of weeks. You're a gardener, a human, a landscaper. You love your coffee and you've been growing stuff under your bed since 5 years of age. There's students around the country who'd be in awe of you.
Yeah, well, I'd hope so. It'd be a first for everything. You know, I can equally see if it tips the the other side of it, there might be pickets outside my door. I don't know. I have to say, Hector, there's a point where, you know, if you have a jam jar, just a couple of basil seeds into the top of it will absolutely do you fine. If you've got a window box, which is a little bit bigger, you've got it right in the head. Lettuce on the rocket is just there as well. And if you've got a little bit more space, well, go out and plant yourself an apple tree, because we're in flower at this moment in time. And when you see the apple, you pick it, and then you leave it until the following year, pretty much. It is that simple, but it does need a little bit of a... I suppose it's good also to go out and have a chat with them.
Well, Peter Dunnigan, thanks for getting up early. At Dunnigan Gardens, he's on Twitter. He's a horticulturist. He's going to become my gardening expert. We'll talk to you over the summer months. Cheers, my man.
Appreciate it, Hector. Have a great day, sir.